On this vote, the yeas are 205, the nays are 228. The motion is not adopted.
Americans are angry, and so are my colleagues. They don't want to vote for a bill like this. And I understand that. But I have concerns about what this means for the American people, what it means for our economy, and what it means for people's jobs. I think that we need to renew our efforts to find a solution that Congress can support.
As you know, about a week and a half ago, the administration visited Capitol Hill and described a crisis in our financial markets and in our economy. A couple of days later, they presented us with their legislation, and since then, we have worked in a bipartisan way to improve that legislation. We entered into those conversations in the spirit of bipartisanship, with the understanding that each side would have half of our votes to pass the bill. Today, when the legislation came to the floor, the Democratic side more than lived up to its side of the bargain. While the legislation may have failed, the crisis is still with us.
They made a decision to leave 94 of their votes off the table, and frankly, as you can see, a majority of our votes that wouldn't go along. Clearly, this is an instance where you see Speaker Pelosi's failure to listen, failure to lead. This caps off a year that I think has been probably the most unproductive year in the U.S. Congress that I've seen in my lifetime. No production of any bailout bill, no energy bill, no appropriations process, very little to show the American people.
I am appalled. Frankly, that's an accusation against my Republican colleagues I would never have thought of making. Here's the story. There's a terrible crisis affecting the American economy. We have come together on a bill to alleviate the crisis. And because somebody hurt their feelings, they decide to punish the country. I mean, I would not have imputed that degree of pettiness and hypersensitivity. I mean, we also have, as the leader will tell you who's been working with them, we don't believe they have the votes, and I think they are covering up the embarrassment of not having the votes. But think about this. Somebody hurt my feelings, so I will punish the country.
I do believe that we could have gotten there today had it not been for this partisan speech that the Speaker gave on the floor of the House. I mean, we've put everything we had into getting the votes to get there today. But the Speaker had to give a partisan voice that poisoned our conference, caused a number of members that we thought we could get to go south.
What we added to the bill was no part of the reason for the defeat. As you listen to the debate, that was not why it was defeated. There is a wing of the Republican Party, and several of them said this publicly, who believe very deeply in this free market ideology, and some of them said explicitly, yes, we understand that there will be economic pain, but we think that is worth preserving freedom, and as they see it, freedom would be somehow impinged by this government intervention.
I was disappointed that a process that over the last several days has yielded a bipartisan product, involved negotiators from both sides of the building and both sides of the aisle, took a very marked partisan turn at the end of the debate, which was very different than the rhetoric that we heard out of Chairman Frank or Leader Hoyer or our leader, John Boehner.
When Secretary Paulson and Chairman Bernanke indicated the magnitude of the situation facing the American economy, nobody pointed fingers. Everybody took the seriousness of that warning from two individuals and responded accordingly to develop a plan. They sent their plan, which was basically an attempt to calm the markets. We met that with what we needed to do to protect our constituents, the taxpayers. But at no point did anybody ever say or do anything that was contrary to the interests of the country or say they didn't like the tone of a speech or the words of a speech. Members of the administration, appointees of the administration came and told us of the dire consequences, and we responded not as Democrats but as Americans. So the notion that somehow a speech took here basically was not a call for that somehow this moment was not a call for a profile in courage or for partisan politics is beyond me how that can happen.